Let's catch up with Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles and talk about new movies this week. Some monkey business in just a moment, Catherine. But first up, what's this, A Monster Calls?
Yeah, this is a really touching movie. And I remember when I saw it back at the Toronto Film Festival last September, I was actually crying by the end of it. It really is a child story. It's based on a book about a child that really has to go through a fairly traumatic illness of one of his parents. And he imagines this monster to really guide him through it. And the monster is actually voiced by Liam Neeson. So there's some amazing effects in this. It also stars Sigourney Weaver as his grandmother. And he has to live with her. And she's this really prickly, not a very kind woman. And he has to navigate that relationship as well. And I spoke to Sigourney Weaver about why she did this role, because she's not that likable.
This film was so emotional that I was crying at the end.
Yeah.
It deals with such really touching topics in a beautiful way.
I guess that is why I was drawn to it. It deals with a situation that so many families are coping with around the world, and just shows the strength of a child's imagination in coming to grips with such a situation, but in such a surprising way, you know. I mean, the monster is so unpredictable. It's never what we think or what Connor thinks. And I also thought it was just, you know, the marriage of this particular director, Juan Antonio Bayona, with this material, because he has such a connection with the traumatic childhood somehow, and to be able to put that in a crucible and come out with something so beautiful. I knew he'd be able to do it.
Yeah. And your character, the grandmother, she really, I mean, it's hard to like her at first.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to. And that was hard for me. Not that I try to be sympathetic, but I'm very close to my daughter. Mm. So the idea of trying to help a daughter who doesn't agree with you and doesn't really get you and thinks you don't get her, I think it's you know, I think children underestimate their parents and think that we're just sort of one thing.
Yeah.
And so it was very interesting to wade into this territory. And also the grandson doesn't like me. So it's really a journey that they all go on, but particularly this woman. She has to take all that armor off and just be there. Mm-hmm. You know, she loses a lot in the story, but she gains a lot too.
Well, Sigourney Weaver, as long as she's not Ripley, as she plays this grandmother, I'm sure there's something likeable about her character.
Yeah, I mean, they both really grow to understand each other, and that's what's really so beautiful about this film. And there's also a lovely twist of where this monster originally came from, and I remember that's what kind of had me in tears when I saw this movie.
All right, now, the other one is, of course, the latest installment, and it's a growing list of Planet of the Apes movies, and this is War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I have to say, I am a Planet of the Apes massive fan ever since way back, 1968, the Charlton Heston film? I still think one of the most spectacular endings I've ever seen in a sci-fi movie.
That's where he's riding the horse up the beach and sees the Statue of Liberty poking through the sand and only then realizes that he's on Earth and not some weird planet which is run by apes. It's an amazing end to the movie.
Yeah, and then there were many movies made after that. But what I love about this new reboot of the Planet of the Apes, we're up to like a trilogy now, well, not only has the technology really advanced, I mean, Andy Serkis, who plays Caesar, is so good in this. I mean, they're talking about the fact that he should be nominated for an award, but he's so good as Caesar. But what I like about this is it's an origin story. It's really the story of how our planet became Planet of the Apes, and I guess all the mistakes humans made to get it there. So that's what I love about this, and this is a real roller coaster ride. It's really, really good.
Now, there was a preview screening of this the other night in Sydney. A few people left, so clearly they are not as big a fans of Planet of the Apes as you are. Now, I understand there's probably more CGI monkey than real person in this movie. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, but they're doing it so well now that I think it's the facial expressions and everything are so realistic. I mean, if you think back to the old movies, they're wearing masks. They're wearing this kind of heavy makeup and masks. I mean, it's was really fake back then. I think the technology has really come up this time. But, I mean, it was interesting. I've been reading people say maybe they don't like the idea that humans kind of stuff up and, you know, becomes a Planet of the Apes. But, hey, I think it's actually a really strong message in there.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for the insight into both of those movies. We'll catch you next week.
Great. Looking forward to it.